Hey, this is Craven here from iRockRadio.me, and I am out backstage right here, Baltimore, Maryland, the sound stage. Hatebreed on stage tonight, and I got Chris and Frank here with me. First of all, guys, I want to ask, you're on tour right now, you're touring on the newest album. How's the road treating you guys?
I'm a little worn down right now, but the show's been great. It's been a really good tour for us.
That's good to be back out touring the States. It's been since 2012 since we've done a full U.S. tour headlining, so the response has been overwhelming. You know, we're very happy. The record's doing well. The package is doing well. And we're out with Devil Driver and Devil You Know, and Devil Driver also had a record come out the same day as ours, opening day of the tour, Friday the 13th, so it's all came together very well for us.
20 years, Hatebreed's been around. You guys haven't changed your style a whole lot. There's a lot of bands that will. They'll conform. I mean, there ain't much change in Hatebreed. Period, except for some band members and record labels. What's been the inspiration behind keeping it exactly the same for the last 20 plus years?
I don't know. I'm a firm believer that why drive people away from what brought them there in the first place? You know, you don't want to go to your favorite restaurant and order your favorite dish and have it be something completely different. You never wanted to go to the store and buy a Motorhead record and not have it sound like Motorhead. If it's not broke, then don't bother fixing it. But with a band that's been around as long as Hatebreed has, you learn from other bands' mistakes. And, you know, at this point, 20-plus years being around, we do everything we can to keep the ship in the water. You know, you have to make smart decisions all the time. And I think for this band, I think that we venture outside the bubble as much as we need to, really. You know, I think that's really it in a nutshell.
It works really well. Like I said, you guys have been 20 years.
I mean, no one wants to hear us like make an attempt to sound like a current band, you know what I mean? It's just not who we are. And you know what I mean? If you want to listen to that other stuff, go listen to it, but you're not going to really get that from us.
And there's plenty of people standing outside that will totally agree with what you guys just said. It's insane. You guys have diehard fans. It's very high energy when you're out at the shows. With that being said, you know, what can we expect to see? It's different from this tour than maybe what fans have seen in the past.
I mean, not much. I mean, people are going to go nuts. It's going to be a good show. It'll be crowd ride and pitting and high energy from us. When the crowd gets crazier, we get crazier on stage. And it's going to be a full set. We'll probably play like over an hour tonight. All new songs. Well, not all new songs. Songs from every record. Right. You know, we'll be played a bunch of new songs. A bunch of stuff from Divinity, Rise of Brutality, Perseverance, Satisfaction, everything. We don't care. We just no holds barred up here.
Right. Love it. I love it, man.
Well, we had, you know, I mean, one thing is we have a new stage show, you know, new scrims, new backdrop. We have a light show out with us. So it's very cool to bring all that stuff out.
Forgot about all that.
Be able to do that. Well, another thing that's different every night, not just every tour, but every night, is we don't use a set list. Jamie has a list on the drum riser that's about 40 or 50 songs, and he shouts out any song. Could be the next song. We never know what the next song's going to be, ever. Every night we play a completely different set, every single night.
So he's looking at you going, all right, you don't know what you're playing next.
He's got the list on the drum riser, and there's stuff from every record we've ever put out, and he just shouts out the song, and then we play it, and that's it. You know, that's how we roll. So
the first song and the last song. That's it.
It's fun. It gives people something to talk about, especially people that may have traveled to multiple shows or what did they play last night? Well, that doesn't mean anything because they could, you know, could play some completely different set. We're always going to play the quote-unquote hits, of course, but that's only going to eat up half the set if that. So then, you know, our songs are so short and we play for over an hour. So, you know, you take that into consideration. It's like we can dabble. You know, we can see if the crowd, you know, Hatebreed by request almost. I mean, if you yell out a song, there's a chance that we'll be able to play it, or you know, I mean, if we feel like the crowd knows a certain record and or wants to hear that, then we can accommodate.
So, you know, you guys were talking about sort of the shortness of the album and the song set. You know, your newest album's only got, you know, songs are not even 3 minutes long. You know, especially AD, which is the one we're spending on iRockRadio.me. It seems very in tune with the state of our current politics. Is that by design, or is that just happens to be what interpretation might be?
Yeah, it's kind of interpretation. I mean, it just happens to be around, like, you know, election time, and everything's kind of crazy out there, you know. But, I mean, America's been pretty wild for a while now, you know what I mean? Like politically. We don't really like to get into that, but it's... You know, it just happens to be falling in this same exact time, you know?
Well, I mean, it goes back to what I was saying about, you know, we're not, we can venture out of the bubble a little bit, you know, and certainly we're not a band that sings about politics a lot, but, you know, if you can get some kid to, I know when I was young, I only cared about music and banging my head or whatever it was when I was a teenager, you know, so if you can get, you know, a young kid to get out there and use his voice and care about something maybe more than the music for 5 minutes, then so be it, you know, why not?
Takes away from kind of what the craziness that is life going on. So
at the end of the day, though, like, we want you to come to our show and kind of forget about all that bullshit, you know what I mean? Like come here, have a good time, like, do your thing, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, I want to shove the guy to the left and right of me tonight. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, why not?
Go for it.
Real quick, I got four quickies, two options. I'm going to give you guys two options, two answers. That's all you got to do real quick, okay? Ozfest or Knotfall?
Knotfest, you mean? Ozfest.
All right, so we got Trump or Clinton?
Yeah, get out of here.
Okay, none of that. All right. UFC or WWE?
WWE.
Yeah, I'm wrestling.
Wow. I thought the UFC there. You got some sponsorship back in the day. Okay, all right, cool.
We like entertainment. Yeah, I like to be entertained.
Hey, and if you want to talk sports, we're sports junkies.
I was going to say.
Diehard.
I was going to say, the NASCAR.
Oh, yeah.
Kurt Busch, Kyle Busch, you got that kind of stuff?
I travel the country for NASCAR.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's
baseball,
right?
Dover, right?
Right. With Pocono Sunday.
We've been to Dover one time. We took a bus trip to Dover.
I've been to four. I've been to four baseball games on this tour alone. So
you got Camden Yards down the street here.
We've been there.
Oh, well, there you go.
We'll go there and root against the Red Sox tonight because we hate them.
Yeah, fuck the Red Sox. Yeah.
You know, he's a Yankees guy and I'm a Rays guy, so they're both in our division. So we hope they both lose.
Well, hey, guys, I want to take a real quick second. Thank you so much for taking the opportunity to come back, talk to me. We're going to be playing AD. It's off their latest album. This is Hatebreed. Thank you again, guys, for hanging out with us. Appreciate it. It's Craven here on iRockRadio.me.